Imagine waking up to discover that every dollar in your pocket has been declared obsolete overnight. For millions of Indians in 2016, this wasn't a thought experiment, but reality when their government suddenly invalidated certain banknotes. This wasn't an isolated incident, but part of a coordinated global campaign against physical currency. Cash isn't dying naturally, it's being systematically eliminated by powerful interests who benefit from its disappearance. Banks save money on branches and ATMs while gaining complete transaction visibility. Payment processors like Visa and MasterCard eliminate their main competitor. Fintech companies secure captive customers for their apps. Governments gain unprecedented surveillance capabilities. Together, these forces frame cash users as backward, while portraying digital payments as inevitable progress rather than a calculated power grab. The pandemic accelerated this shift when retailers began refusing cash based on unfounded virus transmission fears, despite scientific evidence showing minimal risk. What's at stake isn't just payment convenience, but fundamental economic freedom, the ability to transact without permission, surveillance, or corporate intermediaries. Cash or card isn't just a payment preference, it's a choice between two distinct monetary systems. Cash represents state money, physical tokens backed by government that you truly possess. Digital payments involve bank money, promises from private corporations to pay you state money on request. Your bank account doesn't hold actual money, but the bank's digital IOUs. Banks function more like casinos, taking ownership of your deposits and issuing digital chips in return, with the crucial difference that banks can create these chips far beyond their actual reserves. When you make digital payments between banks, no physical money moves. Banks bundle transactions, calculate net differences, and settle by transferring central bank reserves. This creates a fundamental power imbalance. Cash allows direct possession of state money, while digital payments force dependence on intermediaries who can monitor, censor, and freeze your funds. As cash infrastructure disappears, we're being pushed toward complete reliance on bank-issued money, a transition that serves corporate interests while undermining individual autonomy. Money functions as the nervous system of global capitalism, transmitting impulses that coordinate economic activity worldwide. This network enables massive corporate federations to operate globally through intricate subsidiary webs. BP manages 1,100 subsidiaries across 12 tiers, while Nestle controls over 2,000 brands. Nearly half of global trade occurs within these corporate structures rather than on open markets. Financial institutions position themselves at every money transfer point, with each transaction becoming material for more complex financial instruments. Cash represents a flaw in this system. Transactions that remain outside the digital network, making them difficult to track and monetize. For corporate capitalism to fully establish itself, money must become digital and flow through standardized smartphone apps. Sweden exemplifies this future, with cash representing less than 2% of all payments. China's WeChat Pay demonstrates the potential for complete integration, with hundreds of millions of users conducting their entire economic lives through a single platform that monitors and monetizes every transaction. Digital payments create an unprecedented surveillance infrastructure with three distinct functions. First is Big Brother, constant monitoring by financial institutions and government agencies. Your bank tracks every transaction, while networks like Visa observe billions of payments across hundreds of millions of people. These institutions share your data with credit scoring agencies and fraud detection systems, with PayPal alone sharing data with 600 organizations. Next is Big Bouncer, automated systems determining access to services through opaque algorithms. As cash disappears, excluding someone from digital payments becomes a powerful control mechanism. Finally, Big Butler uses your past behavior to helpfully steer consumer choices through recommendation engines that narrow economic options while creating an illusion of expanded choice. The primacy debate isn't just about hiding criminal activity. It's about resisting infantilizing surveillance that treats adults like children. Knowing your purchases are monitored changes spending behavior and induces self-censorship. Cash transactions end at the register, but digital payments become permanent data points in your financial profile, potentially affecting future credit, insurance rates, and social standing. The narrative that consumers freely choose digital payments for convenience masks reality. Our economic system demands expansion, which digital payments facilitate better than cash. What appears as consumer choice is actually people responding to powerful economic pressures. Most digital payment adopters aren't making informed decisions, but conforming to social norms out of habit or fear of judgment. Using cash increasingly draws disapproval in restaurants, offices, and shops. We're embedded in economic networks dominated by oligopolies that function as menu setters, highlighting certain options while making others seem problematic. Studies show digital payments encourage detached spending. Visa reports consumers spend 25 to 40% more when using cards due to psychological distance from money. When people can't physically see or touch their money, spending becomes abstract. This pressure is especially strong in workplaces, where efficiency narratives dominate and companies increasingly mandate digital payment methods for cafeterias and expense reimbursements. Banking has evolved from local institutions with human judgment to centralized corporations governed by algorithms. Branch managers once made decisions using local knowledge, but advancing technology allowed corporate headquarters to standardize operations and reduce local autonomy. Branch staff became mediators rather than decision makers. Silicon Valley provided the technology for banks to enter homes through computers and smartphones. While fintech startups emerged without legacy constraints, most simply connect to the existing financial system rather than bypassing it. As banking digitizes, it integrates with big tech platforms, with every major tech company now partnering with financial institutions to enable seamless transactions. Cash transactions are increasingly replaced by screen-based purchasing, where a click triggers bank transfers and delivery. The next phase involves biometric tethering and IoT connections, allowing refrigerators to order milk or cars to pay tolls automatically, creating a world where machines increasingly make our financial decisions. Despite blockchain's disruptive promise, it hasn't fundamentally changed monetary systems. Bitcoin remains primarily an investment, while the technology has been co-opted by established institutions. Ironically, cash, simple physical currency, may be today's most contrarian money form, persisting as a bug in the system that impedes the fusion of finance and tech and represents one of our last hopes for monetary independence. Cash enables spontaneous economic interactions across socioeconomic divides. This division appears in cities. Family restaurants request cash to avoid fees, while trendy chains announce no cash policies as welcome to the future. This reflects a class barrier, with cash usage lowest among those with higher incomes and education, while cash economies flourish among informal workers, rural communities, and marginalized groups. Financial inclusion initiatives label people without bank accounts as unbanked, implying deficiency, while ignoring why many distrust banks. Cash provides autonomy for those on society's margins and prevents consumer data flowing to corporations. Using cash isn't refusing progress, it's refusing to surrender to surveillance capitalism. It's about preserving the right to transact freely in an increasingly monitored world.